Just going to read to you a little bit from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, starting at verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to the town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will have no end." "How will this be?" Mary asked, and asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who is said to be barren, is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. What's missing? An eye? What time of year are we in? An I, we'll get there, an I, an M, and an A. Brilliant. An I, an M, and an A are missing from this. I am. And in this Christmas time, it can seem like it's a story about other people. It can seem like a story that's from years ago, but actually it's a story about you and about me. It's a story about Mary, who says to the base of the angel, "Here am I." The angel turns up and says, "Something's going to happen to you. There's going to be a big shift in your life right now. Will you respond?" And he says, "Here am I. Let it be to me as you have said." That when God turns up in our lives, when you have that moment of encounter with God, it calls for a response. It calls for that. How are you going to respond to God? Mary, in that moment, could respond in two ways. She could have said, "No thanks." But she said, "Let it be to me as you have said." Those are probably some of the bravest words in the scriptures. What she's saying is saying, "I understand now that I'm going to get pregnant, not through the man I'm pledged to be married to, which immediately puts me into a situation in my culture where I'm going to be at odds with my culture. Where people's views and people's values aren't going to go along with how I find myself currently. I then got to explain myself to my husband as well as to what's going to happen. I've got to make a response to God that means that most people around me aren't going to get what it's all about. And they're not going to get it for Mary for at least 30 years. 30 years of probably people saying unkind words to her. 30 odd years of people making comments, sly comments about that Mary. You know what happened to her? And what you see in the scriptures time and time and time again is that when God turns up in the life of an individual, often the response to God goes at odds with what the rest of the world are saying. When God turns up in your life, it will put you at odds with the rest of the world. Think about Noah. God turns up to him and says, "Build a boat in the middle of the desert." For hundreds of years, he builds this flipping boat. And people laughing at him and mocking at him. But because he had an encounter with God, he knew that he could trust God. He was determined to trust God no matter what. And one of our values is about we want to be people who trust the Father. And this story is a great story of Mary just saying, "I'm going to do whatever God says for me to do. I'm going to do it no matter what it costs me." And you know what? Following Jesus, following God's word, trusting God is costly. It will cost you stuff. It's easy to say, come to Jesus and your life will be transformed, it'll be amazing, it'll be wonderful. And those things are all true. But it will cost you something. Because you have to die to yourself and you have to pick up the new life of Christ. And trusting God is costly. In different ways. Sometimes it's about having to let go of something. Sometimes it's giving up on something that you'd hoped for. Sometimes it's giving up on our control of saying, oh, I don't know what's happening in this situation, but God, you've got to turn up. Saying, here I am, God, let it be to me as you have said, are some of the hardest words that can be said. But the most rewarding things that can happen. And all the great stories of faith, particularly when you read that list in Hebrews where it talks about all the heroes of the faith, are people who said, here I am, God. Here I am. Use my life to make a difference and an impact in the world. And the people who say yes to God and are prepared to face the costliness of that end up doing something with their lives which is incredible. End up having an impact and a difference. And if you want your life to have meaning and have purpose, there will be a cost to that. Because to do anything of purpose and of meaning in the world, generally, it will cost you something in order to get there. And Jesus says, if you want to gain the world, if you want to gain life, it's going to cost you your life. It's going to cost you something in order to gain that new life. Mary's prepared to face whatever God says, whatever happens because of what she knows God has said to her. And this is the importance of being people who learn to walk in the God with us encounter day by day. Of coming back to the God who says, you can trust me. You can trust me. No matter what you're facing, whatever you're going through, you can trust me. God is always saying, here am I. Will you be here too? Because when you know God is with you, it gives you the strength and the courage to do things, to face things that otherwise seem impossible. I love that line in that passage where it just says, how will this be? Nothing is impossible with God. That's the God in whom we put our trust. The God for whom nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. When God turns up, it requires a response. And in the Christmas story, you've got people who are constantly seeking a response. The angels turn up to the shepherds and they say, let's go. The wise men see a star and they go, let's go. God turns up to Mary and she says, bring it on, God. Whatever you've got for me, that's what I want. Joseph says, okay, God, if you're speaking to me about this child who isn't mine and apparently is the Son of God, really? Then I'll stick with Mary and I'll look after her, even though I'm not convinced. But I trust you, God. The whole story of the Nativity is people responding. People respond in different ways. You've got Herod, whose response is, not on your life. Let's try and kill him as soon as he possibly can. What's your response to an encounter with God? What's your response when he turns up in your life? When the presence of God meets you? Do we think, yay? Or do we think, oh gosh. But God longs to draw close to us day by day. And when we know God is with us, it gives us courage and it gives us strength to keep going. But often we think God isn't speaking to us. But God is speaking to us all the time. God is speaking to us all the time. It's just a question of whether we're listening and whether we're hearing and whether we're seeing. Elizabeth Browning has a line in one of her poems, Aurora Leigh. Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush a fire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. Referring there to Moses and the burning bush. Actually, if you look around, God is at work everywhere. Me and Hannah this morning, when we woke up, we were just talking about saying, we were looking back over the year and thinking about all the places we've seen God answer prayer in our lives. We're like, God, oh, wow. God's answered so many prayers. God is so keen to be involved in our lives. Don't get me wrong, there are lots of prayers that have not yet been answered. But when you think back over your year and think about how many prayers you have prayed and how many prayers have been answered, wow, God is good. I always think, God's very busy. He's always at work. He's always doing stuff. And sometimes, because we're impatient for the big thing, we forget to see him in the little things, in the faithfulness of the day by day, when that paycheck comes in yet again for another month. Thank you, Jesus. In fact, we've woken up for another morning. Praise Jesus for a new day. We can often just miss the blessings of God because actually we're so focused on the big thing that we're waiting for, which is not necessarily wrong to wait for, but we're missing the now. We're missing the present. We're missing what God is up to in our midst. We miss the fact that every bush is possibly a bush where God wants to meet us because we're so busy thinking about what next, what next, what next, when this, when this, when this. And God's saying, I'm right here. Will you draw close? Will you take off your shoes and see that actually every moment with me is a holy moment? Every moment is a moment where I want to be close. I want to draw in. I want to know you deeply. We can wait for an experience. We can wait for the big moment. We can wait for the this, that, and the other. But what sustains us in our Christian walk is just the here am I. Every day, God, here am I, yes to you, God. Yes to you, God. Every step we take being a yes to God, yes to you. Even when it is difficult, even when it feels tough, it's saying, actually, but I know that I trust you and I know that you're with me, and therefore I say yes to you with every step. As God says, I am with you, here am I, will we each day say, God, here am I. Let it be to me today as you have said. Let my life today be all that you want it to be today. Will you let it be what it needs to be, a shining light into the world? Or are we waiting for that next big thing to happen in order for us to justify our next bit of passion? Because the Christian life is just a lot of just faithfulness. Of just knowing God day by day in that intimate relationship with him. Walking day by day. And when you start seeing God in the little things, you start seeing God everywhere. I've said this before in church, but one of my mentors, Viv, she used to say to me all the time, Pete, if you see God in everything, he will speak to you through everything. And those are the most powerful words I've ever taken through my Christian walk is, if you see God in everything, he will speak to you through everything. If you're open, if your eyes are open, say, God, whatever you want to speak to me through it, God will use it. And it'll probably seem completely stupid to other people, but to you it'll be that moment between you and God. I've told the story before of when I was doing my GCSEs. I remember I used to cycle to school. I remember one day I was late for an exam, and I remember cycling my little heart out. I got some traffic lights, and they were red, and I was going, I am so late for this exam. And I remember getting to the traffic lights and just praying the whole way there, going, God, you've got to change the lights to green. You've got to change the lights to green. You've got to change the lights to green. And they changed to green. Now, that could have been God. It could have been a coincidence. But do you know what? In that moment, when I was going, God, this is what I need right now, those traffic lights became a symbol to me of God with me. And every morning when I pass those traffic lights, they always happen to be green. Always, for the next 2 years of my life. Every time I went past the traffic lights, they were always green. And for me, it was just that moment where I went, oh, God, you're with me today. It just reminded me that God's with me. It's just some traffic lights. There's nothing holy about it, nothing magical about it, nothing particularly, you know, profound about it. It's not like a special kind of religious icon that's taken on some significance. It's just some traffic lights. But it was between me and God. We're going, because God, I'm prepared to see you in everything, you'll speak to me through everything. And so I went through life going, every time I see a green traffic light, it reminds me now that God's with me. And God's saying, go for it. It's like, let it be to me as you have said. What are those things in your life? I'm sure you've got little stories about things in your life that mean something to you. Where it's been a moment between you and God where you've gone, actually, when this happens, it just reminds me of something about God. Something of his goodness or his faithfulness or something about what he wants to speak to me. Don't think those are just little silly things. Those are important moments of seeing every bush as a burning bush. It's important to take those moments and go, actually, God, I'm going to take off my shoes and recognize this is a holy moment. This is a holy time. Because it's those things that give us the courage to say, God, here am I. Let it be to me as you have said. Let my life be all that you want it to be. My prayer for us is that we be a people who see God in everything so that he speaks to us through everything and that we redeem the ordinary into the extraordinary. That we live a radically ordinary life where the little things of life become places where God can speak to us. That it's not about having to have a religious experience in church, but it becomes that moment when you're on the street and you meet someone and there's a moment where God speaks to you in that little voice and you say, God, here am I, let it be to me as you have said, I'm going to pray for that person, I'm going to have some courage and do it, because I know you're with me. It's taking this Christian life into the real world where the rubber hits the road and saying, God, let it be to me as you have said, and bringing this hope to other people. We talked a few weeks ago about just do something. Just do something. Today it's saying, hear God and do something. Are you available for God to do something through you for other people? Are you available for God to do something through you for the world? Are you available to hear God's voice and do something, even if it's costly to you? Whether that be in time, whether that be financially, whether that be having to let go of things. Will you be like Mary and say, whatever it costs, here I am, God. Here I am. I'm just going to finish this morning again by doing something we looked at a few weeks ago. I think it's a really helpful thing to give us a framework for, which I'm going to look at the steps of examine. St. Ignatius, one of the early church fathers, talked about ways we can encounter God. He talked about the prayer of examine, an opportunity to come before God and just be. And step one is about become aware of the presence of God. Two is review the day with gratitude. Number three is pay attention to your emotions. Four is choose one feature from your day and pray from it. And five is look forward to tomorrow. And what he's doing is just saying, God, I want this to be a holy moment right now. I want to be here with you right now. Let's be a holy moment. And it starts with us becoming aware of God's presence, of recognizing that God wants to speak to us through everything. He wants to speak to you right now. And then it's about reviewing with gratitude your day. It's that, what are the little things that God has been doing? Before I think about all things that God hasn't done yet for me, like a demanding child, let's think about all things that God has done for me. And praise God for that. I'm encouraged by that. And I think about actually, how am I feeling today? Am I angry? Am I sad? Am I happy? Am I angry? Am I frustrated? What's going on in me? And be real about how we're feeling. And bring that to mind so that we're aware what we're bringing to God today. It's okay to have emotions. But just being aware of them is really helpful so that we know why we're acting out the way we're acting out. And just choose one thing from your day. Choose one thing in your life right now where you just want to pray into that particular thing. And then think about, actually, God, thank you that there's a new day coming with you. I want to do just finally, now as we close, I'm just going to lead us through this prayer now. So I'm just going to ask you just to get yourself relaxed, get yourself just into a place where you just feel comfortable, and let's just take a moment just to be still before God, invite his presence to come. And then I'm just going to just lead us through this prayer. So Holy Spirit, we invite your presence to come now. Just let each of us become aware of your presence in this moment. And just start to bring to mind things that you're grateful to God for.